Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is August 17th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
As Mars and Saturn get closer and closer together, the energy for crisis keeps ratcheting up. Mars plus Saturn is the planet of force plus the planet of control, which presented itself in no uncertain terms in the middle of America last week.
The big crisis in the USA was the confrontation between the citizens of Ferguson, Missouri, and the local police department with its over-the-top, hyper-militarized police tactics.
After a police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager, the community erupted in anger with a mix of nonviolent protests, looting, and at times near riots that ran through the entire week.
The combination of excessive force and control only served to increase the pressure cooker effect, making everything worse than it already was. A perfect example of what we have been predicting weeks ago. Again, Mars is force and Saturn is control. It naturally leads to a buildup of tension and crisis.
Note that this is also another manifestation of the Uranus-K2 conjunction in the USA chart's fourth house. The fourth house of a country's chart is the homeland, which includes the common people. Uranus is the planet of rebellion and disruption. K2 is the significator of past karma, in this case, the unresolved race relations in America, as well as being an indicator of potential chaos.
Add to this the interaction of Mercury, planet of facts and information, and Neptune, planet of fantasy and deception, and you get distortion of facts, misleading news reports, outright fabrication, which only serve to further enrage the community.
The Uranus K2 conjunction in the USA fourth house continues for over a year, when you consider that Saturn will soon be entering the USA chart's 12th house. It appears the Ferguson incident is just an opening act for what's in store for the country during the coming months.
Turning our attention to other planetary patterns we have been following, the manifestations of the Saturn-Mars crisis energy, plus the Venus-Jupiter energy for humane considerations.
The Mars-Saturn energy manifested in one instance as the attempted extermination of the Yazidi religious sect in northern Iraq by the Islamic State militants.
Jupiter-Venus manifested as the rescue mission of the USA to go in and do something about the slaughter.
On the surface, it sounds like a purely humanitarian action, if you want to swallow the official line.
But simultaneously, U.S. warplanes bombed ISIL forces as they were about to take Erbil, the regional capital of the Kurdish part of Iraq.
And this brings in the Mercury-Neptune opposition, now in play, pitting the planet of information and media against the planet of illusion and deception.
Yep, turns out there's some backstory to this caper. Erbil is the center of northern Iraq's oil boom, with a heavy presence of American oil companies like Exxon and Chevron, and the thousands of U.S. citizens who are working for them. So it's still about oil after all.
Yes, and U.S. citizens too. Turning our attention to yet another ongoing conflict where we can again see evidence of humanitarian action, along with disinformation, the efforts of Russia to come to the aid of the Ukrainian separatists, taking the form of a convoy of nearly 300 Russian trucks, we are told, are full of humanitarian supplies, trying to enter Ukraine.
But is this strictly humanitarian? Or is this a Trojan horse to get Russians into Ukraine? The government of Ukraine isn't buying it and has stopped the convoy at the border.
And then on Friday came the report of a Russian armored column entering into Ukraine territory and the response of the Ukraine military, allegedly destroying a good portion of the Russian vehicles.
Note how the moon had entered Aries, providing additional activation of the Mars-Saturn conjunction, juicing things up for situations already too intense as they are.
Last week, we predicted in our second segment of the show that the full moon on August 10th was going to be pretty high energy, and sure enough, there were plenty of intense events.
Just a quick rundown of last Sunday's supermoon events. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, in his bid to hold on to power, called out special troops to surround government buildings in Baghdad. Lightning strikes in Northern California sparked 9 new wildfires in that state. The police shooting of an unarmed black teenager in a St. Louis suburb sparked a full week of civil unrest in that part of the country.
NASCAR champion Tony Stewart struck and killed a fellow driver at a sprint car race in upstate New York. Typhoon Halong dumped record rainfall in southwest Japan. And Hillary Clinton, in an interview with The Atlantic, heavily dissed Barack Obama on his foreign policy performance.
Quite the supermoon list indeed.
As we have been saying, Uranus plus K2 in Pisces, in the fourth house of the USA chart, promises a lot of water problems for the lands of the country.
Record-breaking rains dumped 6 inches on the outskirts of Detroit last Monday, closing major highways, stranding cars and trucks. This amount of rain in such a short period of time has not been seen in this area of the country since 1925, a year when Uranus was also in Pisces.
Then on Wednesday, more than 2 months' worth of rain fell in 2 hours on New York's Long Island, causing flash flooding and swamping cars on roads that were turned into rivers during the morning rush hour. Local officials called the deluge of over 1 foot of rain unprecedented in size, scope, and scale.
Climate change? What climate change? It's only an Al Gore conspiracy to take your freedom, America.
And so we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Astro News Report for daily updates about what's going on in the Zodiac.